This is Biotechnica, and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
In today's podcast, keep some room in your heart for the unimaginable. Hello and welcome to Biotechnica. I'm Kajol, and I'll be talking about unconventional scientific inventions. Science is enigmatic. The more we discover about it, the more we get entangled in new mysteries and new facets, which often leads to unconventional discoveries. Now, humanity's constant persuasion to attain more knowledge has brought countless benefits to the society. It has also hosted a number of obscure facts and bizarre findings. So let's dive in the world of unconventional discoveries in the field of science. I found a friend in mosquitoes. What? Yes, you heard me right. You must have all seen or heard about the famous mutants in the X-Men series who are trained and determined to save our planet from any powerful villains. Now, much like this, scientists have discovered an unconventional way to fight with dengue fever and malaria. This is done by mutating genes through a revolutionary gene editing tool, which is known as CRISPR, to engineer mosquitoes with a gene drive. Now, what are gene drives? They are basically small sequences of DNA that behave little differently than those who follow the rules of genetics. They can be passed along to future generations at a much faster rate. Now, CRISPR enables scientists to make very defined changes in DNA much more easily than ever before. This technology was harnessed by the British team, which used this technology to create a gene drive that altered a part of gene known as double sex. Double sex is a part of a gene which plays a crucial role in determining whether individual mosquitoes are male or whether they are female. Now, these altered male Anopheles grambi mosquitoes can mate with females and propagate the changed gene. Females with two copies of the mutation were seen to have both male and female characteristics that rendered them incapable of biting and hence preventing the spread of disease. Because of their unusual morphology, they are also incapable of laying eggs and hence the population ceases. This seems to be a breathtaking discovery and a much needed also. The second one says, be anything, but let's be first like a Wolverine. Now imagine that you have a supernatural power of regenerating any of your body parts. Well, this Wolverine-like healing abilities can actually come true. Scientists have discovered a technique for restoring the lost body part using extracellular matrix in combination with physical therapy. There is a story which says that a soldier named Corporal Isasis Hernandez had lost more than 70% of his leg in a battle. When he returned home, he was being told that his right leg muscle would never heal and that he will need to amputate his leg. But the soldier was determined to keep his injured leg, and with the help of the clinical researcher Stephen Wolf, they actually tried a new approach to treat his injured leg. They used the tiny part of pig's bladder, which is called as extracellular matrix, which is actually thought to have power to reawaken a body's natural healing abilities. With the insertion of ECM into the leg and with the combination of physical therapy, Hernandez actually not only regenerated the greater part of his injured muscle, but also has a healthy leg. Moving on to the third unconventional discovery. This one is really interesting. Organisms have feelings for us. Oh, rather they create feelings for us. We humans have a whole library of feelings, from anxiety, depression, stress, that we experience at least one or many times in our life. And these persistent feelings can actually also contribute immensely in shaping our personality. But do microbes can affect our personality? Yes, they can. You heard me right. There are some interesting research carried out on protozoan organism which is called as Toxoplasma gondii, which which actually appears around 22 to 84% of the human population depending upon the countries. The most wide effect of toxoplasmosis is apparent fetal attraction syndrome, which occurs in the infected rodents. Now, surprisingly, in one of the studies, it was found that infected rodents have slower reaction rate and they display no reaction to the scent of cat urine, which usually is found in unaffected rodents. So basically, they have a fear towards cat's urine in unaffected rodents because cats are their predators. So they run away from the area where they can sense or smell the cat's urine. But in the infected rodents, it has been seen that the opposite is happening. That is, they are getting attracted towards the cat's urine. Now, after a detailed study on this protozoan, it was found that Gondii can only productively replicate in cats. So cats are their host and rodents are their intermediate host, which acts as a vehicle for them to enter into the cat's body and hence makes rodent more susceptible to be eaten by the cats. Now, in another research carried out in humans, it was also found that humans who are infected with this protozoan, they also start liking the cat's urine. Now, this is really funny. The next one says, do you often get a gut feeling about certain things or butterflies in your tummies? Now, maybe your microbes are in play. You heard me right. There is one scientist who is called as John Cryan from APC Microbiome Institute at University College Cork in Ireland. And he has famously quoted that it may be seem odd that my research is basically concentrated on the brains, but I usually perform my experiments in gut. Why? Because he believes that microbes in the guts, they have a huge role in shaping your feelings or in your activities or behavior. In the recent study on mice, he concluded that microbiome in the gut, okay, and the fear, this feeling is interlinked. Germ-free mice have blunted fear responses. Now, in the next studies, it was found that plants which are rich in fibers, and usually this kind of plant-based food is being seen in Mediterranean style diet, it was being given to a group of adults which were suffering from major depression. It was seen that one third of the participants responded a significant improvement in symptoms after practicing this diet for 12 weeks. One of the participants, Sarah Keeble from Melbourne, concluded that I have suffered from depression for 17 years. At the start of the study, I was right at the bottom of the barrel, she recalls. After a few weeks, that sinking feeling slowly lifted and my motivation and enthusiasm improved. So looks like we need to extend our friend circle to microbes and also have a healthy diet to have our healthy brains and mind. Now the next one is really interesting. Your best friend can be your compass. Really, I am saying it right. Dogs can sense Earth's magnetic field and they align themselves facing north or south to do their business. Zoologist Heinrich Burda of Germany's University of Duisburg, Essen, stated that dogs do their popping business while this being their territory marking behavior too, only when the magnetic field is calm. This human can only realize until they have a actual daily magnetograms released by geomagnetic observations. Now, there are other animals too which are sensitive to Earth's magnetic field, and these are crows and deers who usually graze. Also, cows who usually graze along the north-south axis, and birds including crows or any of the migratory birds, whales, fish, they all navigate using Earth's magnetic field. But how do these species are so sensitive to magnetic field? scientific studies done from the Max Planck University for Brain Research in Frankfurt have also detected cryptochrome 1 in photoreceptors in several mammalian species. Now they have found that these molecules which are located in the eyes are excited by light and they also react to the magnetic field. Okay, now this is quite interesting. The next one says plastic or banana. Now with the increasing problem of plastic, we the adamant humans who have decided to be loyal towards this problem needs a desperate alternative. A mere 16-year-old Turkish student, Elif Bilgin, is a savior child who have discovered that the starches and cellulose contained in the outer layer of banana peel can be used in making a non-decaying bioplastic. With figures such as Marie Curie and Thomas Edison to her inspiration, Bilgin spent 2 years refining techniques for the conversion. She quoted that in Thailand alone, 200 tons of peels, that is banana peels, are discarded daily, which can be used to make bioplastic. Now Bilgin's endeavor won her the top prize and $50,000 at the Scientific American Science in Action competition, as well as the honor of becoming a finalist in the Google Science Fair 2013. Now the next research says about the golden ratio, Phi, 1.618. Now one of the prominent ancient number is called as the golden ratio, Phi, that is 1.618, which represented by the Greek letter Phi and is called as the golden number. What makes a single number so interesting that not only in 21st century novelist would write about it, but it was also been mentioned by Greeks and Renaissance artists. Also known as golden number, golden proportion, golden mean, golden section, divine proportion and divine section, it was written about by Euclid in Elements around 300 BC by Luca Pacioli, a contemporary of Leonardo da Vinci in De Divina Proportione in 1509, and also by Johannes Kepler around 1600, along with Dan Brown's famous book selling, that is the Da Vinci Code. This proportion appears not only in the human face and body, but also in many other animals, in plants, in solar system, and even in the price and timing movements of stock markets and foreign currency exchange. Its appeal thus ranges from mathematicians to doctors to naturalists to artists to investors and to mystics. This definitely is a very mysterious number. Now the next one says that malaria detector in a smartphone. In today's world where there is a huge wave of smartphones, where we have actually come to a point in which use of smartphone is now converted into exploitation, scientist Dr. Sai Sivagorthy from the Department of Instrumental and Applied Physics IIC and her team have come up with a very thoughtful use of smartphones. They converted a smartphone into a powerful microscopic device that skips various stages of expensive blood tests to detect malaria. The team replaced the device camera with high resolution optics of a microscope. Now along with this, the device is being equipped with a software that studies the images captured through the microscope and tells us whether it has a malaria virus or not. Just a tiny amount of blood and you can skip expensive and time consuming blood test. This is really helpful, isn't it? The next one is very interesting. Blindness cured by super bananas. Sadly, due to the deficiency of eye nurturing vitamin A, around 30% of kids under the age of 5 are at the risk of going blind in sub-Saharan Africa. Now to solve this problem, a biogenetic genius named James Dale from Queensland University of Technology came up with a brilliant idea when he visited Uganda in the early 2000s. A vitamin A enriched super banana was being developed by the team with a strong backing from Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Leaders in the village will be given 10 free super banana plants to grow on one condition, that they give at least 20 new shoots to other villages who are expected to do the same. These super bananas could potentially solve this major problem. The next one is sleep in a petri dish. Trouble sleeping? Don't worry. A team at Washington State University may help you. They have identified the smallest sets of neurons in our brain which are responsible for sleeping. They are successful in growing these tiny group of cells in the lab and induce them to fall asleep and wake up. Their work is thought to unravel the science of sleep disorder. Very helpful. Now the last one says the universe is made up of stuff we can barely begin to imagine. The vast universe, planets, stars, galaxies, black hole, dust, makes up only 4% of whatever is out there. Really? Then what is the rest of the 96% made up of? Scientists around the world says that the rest comes in two flavors. One is dark, or say unknown stuff. 23% of the universe is made up of dark matter and the remaining 73% made up of dark energy. Chicago cosmetologist Michael S. Turner ranks dark energy as the most profound mystery in all of the science. This area can be researched and lot of unknown facets can be discovered. Now we hope that you all enjoyed this ride to the world of unconventional and mysterious scientific inventions. It just gave us this lesson that anything unusual should not be ignored and don't hesitate to get in touch with it. You never know, you might be the next conventional scientist exploring the unconventional scientific research. Thank you so much for hearing our podcast. Thank you. And also stay tuned for the next interesting one. Thank you.